Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, June 6, 2016, More Success Team Legal Shield B2B Conference Call. We actually host this special call the first Monday of every month, and it's designed specifically to help Legal Shield associates that want to focus or learn more about working in the B2B marketplace. Now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go out to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum 5 executive director in the company, the executive vice president of Legal Shield, and my dad, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy. And before we even start this part of the call, let's remember to pray for Jimmy Parrish's wife. Everyone that does pray, he'd certainly appreciate it. Had a long talk with him, and it's much needed. So let's remember to do that, because we're all in this together. We're one big family when it comes to Legal Shield. So we have our individual families, but we have our Legal Shield family, and let's do that. You know, Randy, this next person really amazes me. Has a wonderful husband named Brian, two children, six grandchildren. It currently serves as a legal business vice president for Utah and Idaho. Prior to Legal Shield, she was a stay-at-home mom, homeschooled her children, ran a successful piano studio, and was also a co-director for Utah and Arizona for Miss Teen Pageants. She worked with young women to build their leadership skills and encourage excellence. It was when her youngest finished high school that she saw Legal Shield for the first time and fell in love with it. She's now been working with us for the last 11 years with a focus on the B2B. During that time, she served for another 5 years as group vice president, conducting B2B certification training and apps. I'll tell you what's amazing about this. She's run hundreds of apps. She's been a top producer in Utah for many years. She did all this at the age of 39. Our friend and our member, Mrs. Dionne Forster.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear. I don't know how you did all this by 39. I really don't. It's amazing. You're just a great lady.
I was going to say, did you just say I did that by the age of 39? I love you.
My mother was 87 and a half, and she said no lady ever passes 39. So I would hate to dispute my mother's words. So I know you're 39.
Exactly. I love it. Thank you. And I'm just so delighted to be on the call and train tonight. And there's nothing I love more than talking about group marketing and B2B with Legal Shield. I just love working in this division and so delighted. And I apologize. Got a little bit of a cold, so sorry if I sound a little funny, but I'm going to go for this anyway. So just really quickly, again, background, I homeschooled my kids. When my youngest finished high school, she took a look at Legal Shield and fell in love with it and started. And I wanted to help her stay productive, I wanted to help her in her venture. And she had to go to a four-hour training, and so I said, I'll go with you. She didn't want to go alone. She was 18, and I said, I'll go with you. And so I'm sitting in this four-hour training with her just, with my jaw hanging open, just like, this is amazing. So I turned and looked at her, and I said, I'm going to be your first team person. And she was so excited, and we worked together and opened groups together, and it was just so much fun. And it's just been all a wonderful adventure since then, and the people and the income and the trips, and it's just been a fantastic journey for me. So I'm just really delighted and honored to be here tonight and training, and hopefully I'll say something that will be helpful to all of you out there. I know some of the associates on this call are new and some are seasoned, and what can we say? But what I'd like to do tonight is to spend my time training on two of the 15 affirmations. Now, if you're not familiar with the 15 affirmations, they're kind of similar to the 10 core commitments for the networking side of the business. And these were developed, the 15 affirmations were developed to help the B2B associates succeed in their business. So you can access those 15 affirmations on the Express Download site. And that website is www.connect.legalshield.com and then /EDS. E is in Express, B is in Download, and S is in Site, Express Download site. So if you go there, you can download the 15 affirmations. I do encourage you to do that. And review those often. Keep them up in your office somewhere where you can see them and really begin to implement them in your business. And I want to focus tonight on affirmation number 2 and number 9. I'm going to start with number 9, make use of your resources. A resource yields its power to you the more you utilize it. So specifically, I mean, there are so many resources that we have at our disposal, and Legal Shield has just done a tremendous, tremendous job of providing some very powerful resources for us. And two of those resources I want to talk about tonight are the Decision Maker event and the B2B Recruiting event. And I think some people, it's still a little bit new and they're a little unsure on how to use those resources. So I want to talk about that and kind of focus on those two things tonight. So these resources are at your disposal. They're the B2B events that the BVPs, the business vice presidents across both U.S. and Canada, are supposed to be implementing in their respective markets. So I'm going to encourage you to go to your state calendars or to your market leaders, whether, you know, go to your BVP and find out when, you know, what are the details, when are those events happening, and get them on your calendar so you can get it for them. Typically, it's once a month in, you know, each state. And there may be more than that. So but there's supposed to be at least one in each state. So check on that and be ready and have those on your calendar and gearing up for that. But so how do those work? With the Decision Maker event, you know, who do we invite to that? Because it's not a recruiting event. It's an event to help you close the deal to get into groups and to sell to small business owners, the business owner's legal plan, commercial driver companies or commercial driver, you know, owner operators. So it's designed to help you get the information in front of them. And so the Decision Maker event is, for those of us that are seasoned veterans, you know, we maybe don't feel like we have to, you know, we need any help doing a Decision Maker meeting. For those of you that are brand new, you may feel like, well, I do, and so this can be a great opportunity for you. I go back to the seasoned veterans. This is a great opportunity for us to leverage our time to get more decision makers in front of the information at once. When I look at, you know, here we were in Cancun, and we hear our leaders up in front of the room saying, think bigger. You think it's a big deal to write 2,000 memberships in a year? Start thinking about 10. Let's do 10,000 in a year. That's how we can do that, is by maximizing our time and leveraging our time, getting more people in front of the information more often. So that's how this can help us. So the Decision Maker event is for those decision makers. So that's who you want to invite. In fact, I like to, when I'm inviting, I like to use the term executives event or an executive breakfast or an executive lunch. And I think that, you know, to HR professionals or a C-level, your CEOs, your business owners, when you say executive, to me that just makes it sound just super professional. So that's the term I like to use when I'm inviting. But so again, this is for the people within a company or a business that make the decisions. And so that's who you want to get in front of the information. So you want to be building your list. Now, all B2B associates that are serious about building their B2B business have a list. And they always have a list. And the longer we are in, work the business, the bigger the list gets. So that's the first thing we want to do, is who are we going to invite to this event, and we want to build that list. We want to start with warm market. Now, here's what I want you to do. I don't want you to just think about you. I want you to be thinking about your team. I want you to look at your whole team, because there are folks on your team that are new and maybe have no interest whatsoever in working in B2B, but they have B2B contacts. Or maybe they, you know, just at this point can't work B2B because they've got a full-time job, so it just really isn't conducive to that. So they sit down with them and help them build a list. Because if we wait, we're leaving so much money on the table. We've got to get this information out to these people, to the decision makers, as quickly as we can. So if you can sit down and help you yourself and the people on your team build your list. So here are some memory joggers, you know, when you're sitting down with you and your associates. And again, all associates should be filling out this list. I don't care if they don't want to do B2B. They have contacts in B2B. So who do they know that owns a company? Who do they know that is an executive at a company or works in HR? Who do you know who is a chairman of the board? Who do you know who sits on a board? Who do you know who is a commercial driver, either an owner-operator or works for a company? And what company do they work for? Who do you know that owns a small business or a franchise? Who do you know that's a financial planner or an insurance agent? Where do you work? Where does your family work? Where do your friends work? Do you volunteer? Do they volunteer? Where? Where do you do business? Your doctor, your dentist, your real estate agent, your vet, car purchase You know, where have you purchased your car? Where have you had repair servicemen come to your home to fix your plumbing or your refrigerator? Where do you bank or your credit union? Things like that. So you want to start making this list. First of all, going to your warm market. Who do you know? And then you want to start going into your neighborhood or the neighborhoods of where the events are being held. So it may be that where the event is fairly, maybe 20 or 30 minutes from you, so you wouldn't want necessarily invite the people in your neighborhood. But who are the people and business owners in their neighborhood, in that neighborhood where the event is being held? So you want to build that list and help your team members to build that list. Now you say, why would I have a team member build that list and invite to those to that event when they're not really working in B2B? Because we can connect them with people that work in B2B and are experts. And those people can go in and close the deal. You know, that your new associate can introduce them to the decision maker and let them take it from there. Get them to that event and let the seasoned associate that's got the expertise go in and close the deal and split with you. We're leaving way too much money on the table because we think people don't want to work in B2B. So we want to get everybody involved here. And so once they do that and we're getting them to that decision-maker event, then we can connect. Either you've got the expertise to go close the deal, or we need to just connect you with someone that can do that. So even if they can't even come, even if that associate can't come to the event, but we can connect them with the people that can take it from there. So you want to for sure check with Upline, make sure if there's, who do they recommend that they work with, or who's a field trainer in your area that you can work with and connect. Now, for those of us that are seasoned, how can we utilize this tool? Well, we're being reassigned conservation accounts. We can go into those what a great way to go into a conservation account and invite them to come and take a look at, some of these conservation accounts haven't had any presentations for a while, and sometimes years. So bring them to hear what's new, treat them to lunch, and have them come and take a look. And so that's a way we can use this tool. Those that have met with already, so this is another way that we can use it. If you've met with a decision maker, one of the toughest or the biggest challenges we face as B2B associates is going in and sitting down with an HR professional, and we show her or him the information, and she says, great, I've got to take this to my CFO, and if he likes it, we'll take it to the CEO. At that point, how great would it be to say, fabulous, this Friday we're having an executive lunch, and I'd love for you and your CFO and your CEO to come and be my guest, my treat, let them come and hear the information. Now, every time I've done that, it's close to 100%. One time I met with an HR manager, a director of HR, and he needed to take it to his executive team. I said, great, you and the executive team, come be my guests at the lunch, the executive's lunch. And so he shows up there's five of them that showed up, and I bought lunch for all five. It was expensive lunch that day, but I'll tell you, that deal closed, and I was an 80-man group. So this can be a great way for us to get the information live to the people. So it's not this HR manager trying to do the presentation for you. So this is going to be a great way to use that tool. So I do encourage all of us to get more excited about getting guests to these decision-maker events. With the B2B recruiting event, that's the other B2B event is the recruiting one. This is a recruiting event where you're trying to show the business opportunity. So you wouldn't bring HR managers to the recruiting event, but you would bring, it could be maybe a sales professional that you know. Great to go back to the groups. If you've opened groups, go back and ask them who their favorite salesperson is. Not that works for them, that is not an employee of theirs, but that is a salesperson that works with them from other vendors or suppliers or what have you. Great way to build a list there. But you can get them, sales professionals, if they're entrepreneurs or insurance agents, benefits, brokers. This is a great event to get them to if you're trying to help them see the value of selling NegoShield in the B2B arena. We also, this is a great event, but it doesn't, it's not a weekly event, at least in most markets. And so with NegoShield saying, well, we probably should have more of these. So now we have the virtual and on-demand B2B briefing that you can send the link to your prospect and they can go view it online. You know, and then if they want to see it live, bring them to the live event. So that those links are available on the connect.legalshield.com site. So that's where you can go to get those. So those are that the B2B recruiting event, again, this is not, a lot of people have, again, the misconception that the B2B recruiting event is strictly for B2B associates, and it is for all associates. And so this is just a great tool to use for those people that would be great for working in the B2B if you want to introduce them to the business opportunity through this format. So that would be the B2B recruiting event. Now, how to invite. So I want to touch really quickly on how to invite to these events. And my advice is just to systematize it. Again, sometimes we get a little stuck inviting people because we're not sure how soon to invite. We're not sure what to say or, you know, how to get them to come. So you can systematize it. And here's a recommendation. If you look out, if you say, you know, it's once a month, so it's always the third Friday. Let's just say your decision maker event is always happening on the third Friday for breakfast. So you know that. So beginning that fourth week, now you're going to be a month out. So beginning that fourth week out from when the event is, that's when you want to start building your list. You want to start knowing who am I going to invite. And then the next week, that's when you're calling or going in person to invite them. The week after that, or what I'd say the third week from when you started, that's when you want to go and hand deliver, or either by hand or by email, you want to get them the invitation. And again, go to the Express download site to get a template for that invitation. And so you want to hand deliver that invitation, or again, you could send it by email if you needed to do that. Now, the week of the event, so maybe just a few days before the event, you want to have someone call to confirm the reservation for that event and to see if they want to bring any other decision makers from their company to look at the information. So I don't want to call and do that. I'm going to have someone else. I'm going to make a connection with another associate, and so, you know, that associate's going to say, hey, here's my list, call my list. I'm going to give them my list of people to call. These are people that have already been invited by you, but you just need their reservation confirmed. So let's just say that you asked me to confirm that reservation for your guest that you've invited, and your guest is Randy. So, hello, Randy. This is Deanne Foster calling on behalf of Associate A, and she asked me to give you a call to reserve your reservation, or to confirm your reservation, to confirm your reservation for this Friday morning for breakfast at our executive breakfast and meeting where we'll be introducing the Legal Shield services. And we just want to confirm that you will be attending. Yes, fantastic. We're so excited. We'll be sure and have your seat reserved. And will you be bringing anyone else with you from your company, any other executives with you? Oh, great. You're going to be bringing your CFO. Okay, great. We've got, now tell me your CFO's name. I've got that down. And so now we just reserve that reservation. I keep saying that. We've confirmed that reservation. Now they are way more likely to come when they've had this reservation. They know it's a reservation, their seat's been reserved, their meal is being paid for. It feels much more official to them. So now they've come, they know there's going to be a seat for them. You know, come on, if you haven't heard anything from somebody, they've invited you to something, then you haven't heard from them in a couple of weeks, and now you're wondering for sure if it's really happening, if I go, is anyone going to be there? So this just helps it to feel more official. So I do encourage you to, you know, as we've taken that on and we're doing that in our marketplace, we're seeing great success with people showing up because their reservation was confirmed. So if you've invited them and it's less than a month out from, you know, it's 2 weeks out from the event, we'll just compress all of that into, you know, less time, but follow those four steps. Now, if you want to develop your script, you want to, for inviting, you want to know what you're going to say, work with your local leadership, your field trainers, whatever you need to do, your upline to develop. So I'm not going to go into scripts here on this call, but we are going to be doing a webinar locally here for our Utah and Idaho associates, as you know, for where I serve for BVP, and we'd love to have anybody that wants to be in on that webinar, let us know. We'll get you the link and you can participate. That's going to happen on the evening of June 14th. Now, I really want to quickly jump over to affirmation number two, and because I just feel like this affirmation should go with all of the other affirmations. It's foundational, and that's set and commit to goals. If you look at every other affirmation, this one undergirds it, and that is the importance of setting and committing to goals. Setting, working toward and achieving goals is the engine that drives you step by step to consistent success. And so the importance of goals is to know what you're working for, what you're trying to achieve, and then breaking it down. And most of all of us have had some kind of training on setting goals. The problem is we kind of know what to do, but we don't do it. And I've talked to a lot of people and heard a lot of people say, I don't like to set goals because it's stressful. If I don't achieve them, I feel awful. I feel defeated. Or, you know, whatever their reason is for not setting goals, they're not doing it. And so then it becomes happenstance. It's not on purpose. And so they're working their business, you know, hoping it's going to work well for them. So important to set goals. And you know, really to me, the example for setting goals is the creator of our universe. Our creator of our universe had a plan and set a goal and went step by step, broke it down. On day one, I'm going to do this. On day two, I'm going to do this. If you don't know what that is, go read the first book of Genesis in the Bible. Go see that amazing plan that was set forth that created this amazing universe that we have. And that was all because there was a plan. It wasn't happenstance. It wasn't by accident. It was on purpose. And so to me, that's an incredible example and shows the importance and value of setting up a plan. So, great quote I want to leave with you. This is by James Allen in his book, Byways of Blessedness. And this is what he said, quote, "Everything in the universe is made up of little things, and the perfection of the great is based upon the perfection of the small. If any detail of the universe were imperfect, the whole would be imperfect. If any particle were omitted, the aggregate would cease to be. Without a grain of dust, there could be no world. And the world is perfect because the grain of dust is perfect. Neglect of the small is confusion of the great. The snowflake is as perfect as the star. The dewdrop is as symmetrical as the planet. The microbe is not less mathematically proportioned than the man. By laying stone upon stone, plumbing and fitting each with perfect adjustment, the temple at last stands forth in all its architectural beauty. The small precedes the great. The small is not merely the apologetic attendant of the great. It is its master and informing genius." Close quote. I love that quote, and I read it often because it reminds me that if I want my business to be great, I must become proficient at doing the small and simple tasks. I must become very good at doing those small and simple things. And by setting goals, you're able to identify what the small and simple things are because you can break it down into those small and simple tasks. So that's the importance of setting goals. It helps you break it down. You know the small things. Making that list, it's a small and simple step, making that list. But if you can become good at it, and you can become good at that small, simple invitation script, these are the small, simple things that added upon themselves create an amazing and tremendous business. And finally, I'll just leave you with saying we need more people. We need more associates to raise their hands and take ownership of helping to grow our markets, not just their own business, but the marketplaces as well. So I encourage you to participate as fully as you can in your B2B events, offer to help with coordinating those events, work to become proficient at presenting and build consistency and production into your business so that you can be called on to present at those events, and build yourself to the point that you can be a field trainer. We need more field trainers, and help raise up other top producers. And maybe ultimately, if you want to and you want to raise your hand to be a business vice president or a networking vice president, whatever that is, do it. Raise your hand. Let the market leaders know you want to help. You want to participate. Service equals income. Mr. Chris Hughes, my upline, taught me that years ago. Service equals income. When we work and we help others, our businesses will also grow and become profitable. And boy, that is the absolute truth, and that's what I have found in my business and working Legal Shield. So anyway, with that, I'll turn it back to you, Randy. Thank you so much, and back to you.
Well, thank you, Deanne. We appreciate that. We've got time, if you don't mind, for a couple of questions. Would that be okay?
Oh, sure.
All right, let's go out to the state of Alabama and to Millionaire Club member and BVP of that state, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you in speaker mode? All right, I had him in on. Hold on just a second.
Randy, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it's pouring down rain here, and I was unmuted. I'm trying to get to Ohio to work a group tomorrow, but I just caught the last 15 minutes of Deanne, but I couldn't agree with her more about what she was talking about with goals, and I've just loved watching Deanne grow over the last 5 to 6 years in the business to just stepping up and being one of the leaders, not only in the BVP market, but throughout all of Legal Shield. And you can tell tonight the way that she's spoken so eloquently and directly. We need more people like Deanne Foster. And I guess what she was saying there toward the end, we need people to step up. You know, there's no way we're going to hit Vision 2020 that Jeff Bell has been preaching without everybody raising their bar, because it's not a few people that are going to be doing it. It's everybody raising their game 10 to 15 to 25%. And with the type of training that Deanne does, I think everybody on the call tonight obviously learned some good things. And sorry I couldn't get all of that in based on my flight schedule, Deanne, but great job for what I heard. And, again, proud for you and your successes and what you're continuing to do to grow the Utah and Idaho marketplaces.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot coming from you. You're awesome.
Thank you, Mr. Parrish. We appreciate that. Next, let's go up to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member, Ms. Linda Bowden. Linda, are you in speaker mode?
Yes, I am. And it's really amazing when you hear Deanne talk.
I can't hear Randy.
Linda, are you? I can hear you way. It sounds like you're way off.
Okay. Is that better?
Much better. Thank you, Linda.
Yes, you know, it's really fun when to hear Deanne talk and to talk about, really, when I hear her describing, you know, just what we should be doing and describing what a new person should be doing and the list, we have just come such a long, long way, and I'm sure Ken could testify to that. It's just amazing. What do you think, Deanne, if you were to tell a new person what do you think is the most important activity that you do on a day-to-day basis to develop your group business? If there's one or two just little tasks or things that you do, what would they be?
You know, I think that, and obviously what I'm doing now is different than what I was doing in the beginning. So if we're talking about new associates trying to get started and start building, to me, the tasks that are really important is obviously building that list, but get a field trainer. If we're talking about B2B and you're new, get a field trainer. I was too proud and greedy the first couple of years. I just kept saying, how hard can it be? It can't be that hard, and I don't want to split any memberships. And, you know, I paid for it. I paid for that. And so by the third year, when I finally got a field trainer, and by the way, my field trainer was clear across the country, but he helped me tweak just a few things, and I was off and running and hit ED on my own production. It just, you know, I just can't say enough about the importance of getting a field trainer to help you in developing those things that you need to be doing. But really, to get started, you've got to get a list. You've got to pick up the phone, and you've got to, you know, practice your scripts, get better. Those are the basic things, is starting to build that list and getting out and talking to people and getting the information to people. But, you know, that's what I did. If I could do it again, you know, obviously my journey was my journey, and I loved my journey, and I learned from my journey. But, you know, if I could help anybody now, I just say get a field trainer, don't wait. You know, get the help you need. So
fantastic advice. Tried and true. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Linda. And Ms. Foster, thank you so much for being our special group trainer this month. And you did an excellent job. And let me ask you one quick question is, how did you enjoy that vacation in Cancun?
Oh, it was so much fun. It was really, honestly, we've been on so many great trips, but one of my most favorite trips. It was just fabulous, a beautiful resort, beautiful location, had some fun activities, just great people we hung out with. I just loved it. So
yeah, it was great spending time with you and Cancun and your husband, of course, and the rest of the team. And I just want to thank you once again for doing such a fantastic job tonight. And hopefully we'll count on you to do it again sometime in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
What a fantastic job. We're so proud, Dan, that you're on our team. You're a real winner, and we appreciate it. So thank you so very, very much for being on tonight. Randy, it's getting a little late. I know people are tired from the trip to Cancun and everything, but it's been worth every single minute of both calls tonight. And Jimmy Parrish, if you're still listening, be sure and tell your wife hello, and we're certainly thinking of her night and day. Folks, just keep putting God first and family second, legal school third. If we'll do that, I promise you our business will prosper. Thank you, each one, for being part of the team, being part of our family. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.